Good morning. This is Brad Smith with the Oakland Church of Christ here in Athens, Alabama. And we want to thank you very much for tuning in and listening this morning to this short radio program. We began our discussion yesterday and talking about our theme this week of one of life's most valuable assets, time. And we talked about yesterday of the making the most use out of our time and knowing that we cannot manufacture any more time, that there is a day appointed for judgment to come when Jesus comes back, and how we need to make sure that we are walking in the light when that comes. I want to continue to expand on that idea and talking about time today and how time can really be viewed in two different ways. A time can be viewed really as a curse if we have this mindset that, oh, we will still have time down the road later to do this. Procrastinating, essentially. We will have time to do this later. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 45, beginning, "Who then is the faithful and sensible slave whom his master put in charge of his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master finds so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will put him in charge of all of his possessions. But if that evil slave says in his heart, 'My master is not coming for a long time,' and begins to beat his fellow slaves and eat and drink with drunkards, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour which he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites. And in that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." This story of the slave here, especially in the second circumstance where the slave says, "My master's not coming back for a while." This is viewing time as something that he's got plenty of, and it's a curse to him. He thinks he'll have plenty of time to do what he's been told by his master, and in the end, the master comes back in a time that he's not expecting. The Apostle Peter also says in 2 Peter chapter 3, "Knowing this first of all, that in the last days mockers will come with their mocking, following after their own lusts and saying, 'Where is this promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation.'" These mockers have the same attitude that this slave had in Matthew chapter 24. "I've got plenty of time. Where is this second coming going to happen? Nothing's going to change. Everything's going to be the same as it always has been since the very beginning." Both of these mindsets exhibited by the slave in Matthew chapter 24 and these mockers in 2 Peter 3, don't view time as an asset. It's actually a curse because they think they have more time. They have more time to get the job done that they've been asked to do in the case of the slave, or for the mockers to continue on in their lawlessness. And time is not viewed as an asset, but it is actually a curse because they think they have more time down the road. On the flip side, time can be a blessing in the fact that we are granted more time to correct our state before God. I cut off the reading of 2 Peter chapter 3 there at verse 8. Let's go to verse 9. "The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, long-suffering, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." Time can be viewed as a blessing in that we have time to correct our state before God. And the Lord knows that. The Lord is not wanting the world to end, damning all of the people that have not named his name. He is patient and wants everybody to come to him in repentance. But, as we talked about yesterday, there is a day appointed for judgment, and we need to make sure that we have used our time wisely in order to be prepared to meet the Lord. Time can be viewed in two different ways. A curse, if we think we have more time down the road, or it can be a blessing to us in the fact that we are granted the time now to correct our state before God. We want to invite you to come worship with us anytime that you find it convenient to do so. We are located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, which is located just off of New Cut Road. Our service times are Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. for Bible study and 10:20 a.m. for worship service. We meet again on Sunday evenings at 5 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. If you are ever in the area at those times, please come by and worship God with us. Our goal is to simply worship God in the pattern that He's laid out for us in His Word, the Bible, and to do Bible things in Bible ways. We hope you have a good rest of the day today. God bless you.